Under the motion, towns or counties would be prevented from imposing insurance requirements on an interstate pipeline operator if the company has comprehensive general liability insurance. Dane County Zoning Committee Chair Patrick Miles says that's exactly the scenario they're facing with Enbridge Energy's request for a conditional use permit.
This is totally designed to address the interests of business and ignores the interests of the residents of Dane County.
Enbridge is expanding pipeline capacity there. Miles says they issued a permit with the requirement Enbridge carry environmental impairment liability insurance. He says it protects the county from possibly paying to clean up any spills. An Enbridge spokeswoman says it makes sense lawmakers are paying attention to what's happening in Dane County, given the economic impact it may have on the state. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio. The Joint Finance Committee approved a motion to prevent any town or county from imposing insurance requirements on an interstate pipeline operator if the company has comprehensive general liability insurance. Sierra Club John Muir Chapter Program Director Elizabeth Ward says another motion changed language on who has the power to take private property for public use under eminent domain law. She says that directly benefits Enbridge Energy.
Both of those would make it easier to get oil pipelines permitted through the state.
Enbridge didn't comment on the proposed change to the state's eminent domain law. In April, an Enbridge spokeswoman said the firm was still evaluating whether another pipeline from Superior to Illinois would be feasible. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.